Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome back to Tip TV Finance CEO interview time. In fact, it's not a CEO, it's a CFO, and it is Tim Allen, who's CFO of Blur Group. How are you today, Tim?
Very well, thank you.
Right, for somebody of my age, nearly 50, I don't understand what your company does. It looks very high-tech and new economy. What exactly does it all mean?
Actually, it's pretty simple, Zach. So we have an online platform which helps businesses manage, control, and reduce their indirect business service spend. Now, that's kind of a long-winded way of saying if a company has, well, all companies have business service expenditure in their indirect spend. Traditionally, that expenditure is spread throughout an organization, tends to be owned by the functional leads rather than, say, for example, the head of procurement. That means that spend tends to be dominated by traditional relationships, perhaps long-term relationships, and quite often there's an element of inefficiency and waste in that spend as those relationships kind of become bloated and flabby over time. What we have is an online platform, cloud-based platform, with a marketplace that sits behind it, with thousands of service providers that can service your business services needs. So we can place your project or requirement on our platform, have a number of vetted suppliers pitch for that project.
What are the suppliers? I mean, is it the water cooler people, or is it the broadband? Is it the
window
cleaner? What are we looking at?
It's a wide range. So we tend to have a sweet spot around marketing and tech. So it could be app developers, it could be PR agencies, it could be content creators, a wide range of services. But we can also move into, say, for example, property maintenance services, HR services. We have providers lined up for those services too. So we can really address a very wide range for any large corporate. And by placing their project in the marketplace, they get a couple of things. Firstly, they get the competitive pricing tension that a marketplace brings. So we can help reduce indirect spend by, we think, something between 10 and 30%. That's what we've experienced on average with our customers. But also, we also then provide a managed service on top of that marketplace. So we will manage your project from end to end, through from the creation of the brief right through to the payments at the end of the project, to make sure you get a successful outcome.
So you're an outsourcer as well, is that right?
Essentially, it's a kind of an outsourced model. Blur are the provider. Okay, we're the ones who are working closely with our customer. But behind us, we have, I'd say, thousands of service providers that help support those requirements.
So if somebody says to me, Zach, I would like you to make a video about internet security. I don't know what to do. I go to you and I look on your platform and see how that could be done.
Exactly right. We will take that project for you. We have a lot of intelligence in the platform. It's a machine intelligence which helps select the right kind of provider. So either someone who's done that kind of work before or who we've had experience with before. So you get the right provider for the work you need doing. And essentially we then manage the project through to completion with you, the customer.
Right, and one of the issues in the new economy, new tech, you've got a lot of companies, even the ones which have taken over successfully. Is there any money? You know, it's the idea is great, but is there actually any money in it? Is there any revenue in it? And how do you get to that point?
Yeah, so historically, Blur has picked kind of one-off projects. As the platform's matured and grown, and our offering has matured and grown, we've gone through a phase where we've worked with smaller businesses, lower margin projects. That's largely behind us now. We're now working with larger corporates, significant enterprises, working towards a wider adoption of our platform within those organisations. And it's when you get that wider adoption where an organisation will say, OK, Blur is my procurement platform of choice for this piece of my indirect spend. That's when we see the broad adoption and when we see higher revenues and higher quality revenues as well.
So the small, it's as you go up the market cap scale, that's where you start getting the bigger, but by definition.
Exactly right. And also it's where you see the organisations with a larger problem. Indirect spend can be 20% of revenue. But historically, when organizations talk about cost reduction, they focused on direct spend, the stuff that goes into the product that they sell to their customers. But increasingly, in this macroeconomic environment we find ourselves in, organizations are focusing more on the indirect spend, that 20% of revenue, where, as I say, it's been left to kind of proliferate throughout the organization in quite an unmanaged, uncontrolled way historically. But if the revenue line isn't going to grow quite as much as you thought it was, then a way to increase profitability is by addressing that big chunk of spend. And we're ideally placed to help customers do that.
And what sectors are your customers?
We're sector agnostic, really. We do find tech companies, FMCG, are perhaps more attuned to the problem right now and understand their problem better. But nonetheless, we work with companies across a number of sectors.
And areas of growth, which are the areas that you're seeing? Is it the dreaded fintech buzzword? Is it what sort of areas?
I think we're seeing, I say, our sweet spot tends to be in marketing and tech. So that's where we tend to get the most traction in early on in the relationship with a corporate, because we've got a lot of expertise in that area and we can help an enterprise understand their problem very quickly.
Right, and you're online, presumably you can supply people in from Timbuktu to Tunbridge Wells. Is it an international business yet?
It is, yeah. So we have, today, the majority of our revenue is in the UK, but we have a significant amount of our business in the US as well, and also into Western Europe. So we are international, genuinely.
Right, and for the rest of the year, I think you've had results out quite recently. What are the big drivers going to be for you, and how are you going to expand the offering?
Yeah, so that's right. Our interims were out recently, and we talked about having a handful of large enterprises coming towards the end of the pilot phase. It takes a little while for an enterprise to get to know us, to understand our proposition, understand the value we can bring. We're coming to the end of that phase, quite a long sales cycle, with a small number of corporates right now. So for the rest of the year, it's really about working with them closely and encouraging wider adoption of our platform within their organisations.
Right, and this Tip TV, a lot of private investors watching. Are those the type of shareholders you're looking for, and what's your main pitch to them at the moment?
I think at the moment our pitch is that we've done a lot of work proving the concept of Blur historically, and that's tended to focus on the small business, lower margin revenue. The business is now operationally geared to support the larger enterprise. The platform is mature enough, has all the automation and functionality an enterprise would expect of this kind of software. And our own internal process is now very streamlined and efficient as well. So the past is the past, but we're really now well positioned to work with those larger corporates, and that's where we're focused.
Okay. Tim Allen, CFO of Blur Group, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.